Welcome everyone to class two of the Keys to Awakening Masterfully with the beautiful Kristen Bielecki. We have our class two, which is trust and learn to surrender and be calm. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Kristen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Yeah, hello, hello, everyone. Wonderful to be here again with you. I appreciate this opportunity to connect with you through the keys to awakening masterfully. And just wanted to share a bit. I know last week we had said we were going to connect into intuition, but since there had been so many comments in the chat, decided to about trust, decided to do the trust portion today, because then we can deepen into that and allow that to open the space for us to go into the intuition next week. It'll be a better foundational experience for you. So, good morning, Deborah. Thank you. So, in this moment, we are going to begin with our opening, presencing, grounding, heart coherence meditation to open the space. So, inviting you into this moment to take a deep breath in. And if you wish to sigh it out and welcome yourself to this moment, give yourself an opportunity to bring yourself to this moment with your breath. Connecting in with your breath, your presence, your body. Just noticing what's present for you, any certain thoughts that have been happening, or conversations, interactions, or anything in the body that you're noticing. And if so, just acknowledging it and taking a big breath in and a big exhale out. Inviting everything that you no longer need of anyone's energy that you might have picked up in any experiences today to just gently release from your body, your energy body, and go to where it needs to go for the highest good of all. Inviting a golden white light around your body to fill up your energy body. So, inviting the light to be above your head, below your feet, on your left side, your right side, in front of you, behind you, and then filling all the spaces in between. With each breath, becoming more and more connected to your body. More and more connected to your awareness, your space, inviting your mind to quiet. Dropping into your heart. And welcoming all of your energy that may have been left somewhere else in any inner conversations, interactions, and welcoming that home to you through that golden white light. To fill you up. Breathing through your heart, inviting a golden light to flow into your heart. And expand in front of you, behind you, above you, below you, and all around your heart. Just say hello. Hello to your presence. Inviting from within your truth, your soul, your wisdom, your power, your awareness. Inviting yourself to expand a bit if you'd like to. Expand your body with your breath and your energy body. And inviting yourself to be open to receive what's here for you today. Inviting all that's possible for any transformation, embodiment, new perspectives, new openings. To have a clear space to come through you. As we welcome all that are here and on the replay, all of our energies and the lands we're upon to come into synergy. All our consciousness and souls and higher selves and our whole presence to be here together, supportive in the co-creation of this space. As we invite the frequencies of trust and surrender and calm into the field with us. And I'll place a golden ball of golden light in the center of our circle. So if you have any intentions that you'd like to put in the golden ball around your connection to trust, to surrender, to being calm and your awakening, remembering to say them or feel them or intend them in the I am statement of your presence, the present moment of now. Beautiful. Wonderful. Feeling your body. And welcoming yourself to this space, welcoming yourself to this experience today. Thank you. I'm Marian, Hawaii. Nice for you to be with us today. Lena, thank you for holding space and your moment-to-moment insight. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you all being willing to go with the flow here. It's always wonderful to be in the trust, right? Of what is received in guidance. It came in meditation one morning. I was meditating one morning and I was just reflecting upon our first experience and just like, do the trust before intuition. I was like, okay, I will. Thank you. Right. And so, did what was needed for that. So appreciate you being here. Hi, Lynn in New York City and Monica in Nova Scotia, Canada. Beautiful. And Jan, just wanting to say thank you. I'm not sure if you're here still, but I appreciate you being here and many condolences for you and love for you, your husband. And Whitney, thank you. Yeah, thank you for doing the part of trust today. Yeah, you need to be present for this one. Great. Yeah. All right. Hi, Amber. Beautiful. So, wondering if you have a notebook and pen available. And if not, maybe throughout some of this opening talk that I will do, grab one for yourself because after I share some information today, we're going to be a little more interactive with ourself. You're going to be a little more interactive with yourself, and I'm going to lead a meditation around trust and surrender, and so that we can leave today feeling more calm, more present, more in our bodies, and have a better understanding and relationship with trust and surrender. So, trust. So fascinatingly enough, when we look back through a lot of the mystic traditions or anything like that, trust, there's this knowing that trust is what this reality is built on. And why is this reality built on trust? Well, Source trusted itself to split off into many, many souls to go have an experience, to go create, to experience. And then our souls, the souls that, we are as Source, is trusting the agreements and the experiences of coming into a body or whatever form in any life, right? We're trusting that we are, as an energy, as a consciousness, coming into these experiences for specific reasons and for just experience itself. And, if you think about it, before we were in the age of, writing up contracts and signing our names and all of that, life was built on our word, on honor, on integrity, that when you said something to somebody or said you would do something and you shook hands or just looked each other in the eye and said, okay, that we would uphold, our word. We would uphold our integrity in that way. And so throughout history, throughout our time on in creation and on this planet, we have been operating through trust and still operating through trust, right? Even when we do sign our name, that we're going to uphold our end of the agreement, right? There's trust flows into everything. But today, what we're going to do is connect into the aspects of trust where we have that relationship of trust with ourself, trust with source or our soul, trust with others. And because this is can be a tender process, a tender subject, right? Because a lot of times trust, especially in this reality, gets broken down really easy, right? Really easy, because especially in that innocent stage of childhood, when we don't see or feel that we are being, cared for, or people say things and don't show up to do them, or the way our parents raise us, or other authorities or family members, things that happen where it doesn't feel as if there's a trustworthy experience, a trustworthy situation, a trustworthy environment, right? A trustworthy culture or society. And so we get to unwind a lot of that today, especially, even with ourself. Maybe we've made some decisions where things didn't turn out the way we wanted, and maybe we were acting on guidance, or maybe we were just acting on impulse or emotion, or we were acting on, the conditions, our subconscious conditions, right? And we're like, wow, I'm uncomfortable, or I doubt, or I'm confused. I don't trust myself because this is the results of my act. These are the results of my actions, right? And so one of the key pieces of this to really embody that we're going to go through in meditation as well later is there are no mistakes. This is where we get to release the programming of this reality of mistakes or failure or success or the things that come in with those words, right? And judgment of self and doubt and confusion and fear. Because what we talked about in the first awakening module, we talked about if I made an agreement to be here as a soul and in this body, in this lifetime, with these experiences, even though some of them aren't very, haven't been very comfortable, then maybe there is some sort of order and divine experience that is within all of it that I can trust, being to open to trust that there is a path, there is a way, there is something, there is an information and a pathway for me to be on within the context of this whole thing, right? Because a lot of times, of course, our brain and the way we function through duality and through challenging experiences on this planet is it automatically goes to, right, protection, defense, shut down, whatever it is, right? Fear. And so that's why we want to unwind that, because when we can do that and we can go into surrender, and I'll talk more about surrender in a moment, but the more we can do that and say, okay, if my inner guidance or this nudge or this experience is here in my life, then I'm going to trust that it's here for some reason for me. I'm going to just tune in and really go into that place within myself, and we'll get that place today in meditation that really knows that there's something here for me. There's something meaningful here in this for me. And so that's that process again of recognizing the foundation of this reality that is built on trust. And that, yes, there has been many things in this reality that don't operate that way. And that's why if we as individuals can come into that again, come into that integrity with ourself, with our soul, with our path, wow, then we are truly powerful. Then we're truly unstoppable is that, word or unshakable, those words that we use because there's nothing to doubt. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to grasp onto that can sway us, from what we're receiving and how it is that we get to bring that through, right? And this is also where sometimes we have to decipher what is our inner guidance compared to what is our maybe conditioned ideas from our subconscious or just our human free will desire, right? And we're going to get more into that next week in the intuition module of just today. We're going to really focus and hone in on trust and surrender and really allow that our nerve system to get into a space of that. And I'm going to share a little more here. And then we're going to start an interactive, process with ourself. So surrender. So this is where, if we can have a good foundation of trust, then it's easier to surrender. And surrender, I know there has been some confusion around surrender because surrender, a lot of sometimes there's the idea that surrender is just like, giving yourself up, right? And it really isn't. It's releasing the control, the ego identity control of a situation. And surrender is actually still being in your power because what you're giving your energy and your power to is your soul, is the truth, right? When you feel that sense of, oh, wow, there's nothing like I was talking with this woman in a session yesterday, and she was like, all this energy, as we're all experiencing, all this energy is happening, right? And she was just like, man, I feel that if I don't surrender into it, I will just get sick, right? Or have that resist, I'll just feel not good because we're going against, right? And that's what happens. Surrender is that opportunity to let that part of ourself that wants to grasp or grip onto what's familiar or what we know or, what we're used to, that the identity and the ego is used to, right? The personality, and surrender into the energy that's new, that's underneath all of that, that's actually our truth, right? And if we can start to trust in that, then it's easier for the nerve system to calm down. And then it's easier for the changes that we are being, called to create or are just happening in our reality because we're receiving the energy of it, right? Through solar flares or through, whatever experiences that are happening. It creates a relationship with the body, with the intelligence of the body, as we were talking about last time, the intelligence of the body and the intelligence of the soul, to finally have a space to land. Surrender is creating space for your true self to really have its expression, to really land into that space of yourself. And while the ego or the identity or, will bring up the fears or the reasons not to, or the ideas, the beliefs, all of those things, that's where that trust comes in. And we say, yep, I hear you, identity. I hear you, ego. And I got to trust that if this is here for me, then this is my path. And so, like I said, it's not giving, it's really actually staying in your power. You're just giving up the ego identity control. And so then there can be a better sense of safety and a better sense of calm and surrendering rather than the idea that you're just surrendering into something, that you don't know. And a lot of times we are surrendering into the unknown, right? But that's where if we can surrender into that foundation of trust, then it's like, okay, I'm open to whatever's here for me. I'm open to what I'm here to receive. I'm open to what's present for me. And this is where we also get to look at the perceptions of if I really want my life to change, if I really know that I really want to go in that direction of, my soul's calling or my heart or, the vision or that energy that I'm feeling, then it's going to take that trust and surrender. It's going to take that trust and surrender to shift from what I'm familiar with into something new, into something new. And I'm sure some of you are very familiar with this energy. And some of you may be like, whoo, yeah, trust and surrender are tricky, right? And so we're going to play with that today. And this, when we can trust and surrender, this is when we can really get into that perception that we also talked about last week, that our awakening is a grand adventure and we're curious. We're curious where this energy, this knowing, this guidance, this information, these experiences are taking us, right? So just take that in for a moment. Like, if I can trust that my soul and I are here together, that this soul and this body, this consciousness that I am, is here to support the greater expanse of my being and the embodiment of who I truly am, and maybe my purpose, however you want to phrase that for yourself, then I can surrender into these energies. I can open up into my true power of trust and surrender and be in curiosity on my path. Be adventurous. Be open to the possibilities. Be open to my growth and expansion. Be growth to my transformation, my change. So that I can really deepen my confidence and deepen being calm, be open to allowing, be open to allowing. So I can have more freedom, so I can have more freedom. And be in rhythm with the harmony of my truth and my life. So I'd love to hear any comments that you have about what we just shared, and maybe any feelings or thoughts that are coming up around trust or surrender. So we're here to really engage with what's actually inherently our power. What's actually inherently us? And inherently, we are going to build this energetic foundation within ourselves today through trust and surrender, and align our thoughts, align our hearts, align our actions, and align our nerve system with this opportunity, unity, and opportunity to unify ourself on all these levels so that when the mind or the brain or kicks in the subconscious programs of doubt or confusion or fear or whatever, or old patterns, and we can say, yeah, I see you. I see you, I hear you, and I'm going to trust. I'm going to surrender into whatever it is, that's happening for you. So that I can allow this life to take form through me that is really me. Yes. So, Yeah, Amber, this is really resonating with me today. Last Friday, I found out I was pregnant. Ooh, okay. Congratulations, which was exactly 1 week after I quit my really nice, secure job. After initial panic, I have come to a surrender and trust in the undeniable divine timing. Beautiful. Wow. Okay. Welcome, you and your new growing being in you, the soul coming through you. And yeah, may all flow smoothly for you. It's beautiful. Yeah, new souls coming in right now. They're coming into these, spaces that are really optimizing those of us who, are awakening. And so I can sense that there's going to be a powerful being. Yeah. Monica, this is making so much sense. Thank you for this reminder. You're welcome. Yeah. And Whitney, this has been the hardest part for me on my journey thus far. Amber, thank you. Yeah, Whitney, congratulations, Amber. Yeah. So this is resonating as essential. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I appreciate that word that you shared. Trust and surrender are essential. Essential in life in general. And the biggest trust that we're here to create today is trust in ourself. And that self is the true self, right? The soul and source that we are. Right. And so let's do a little practice here. So if you have a notebook or a journal, that's fantastic. Or if you just want to do this in your head, that's fine too. So we're going to take a deep breath in. And just allow all of that came through to land where it needs to land within you. Just invite that information to integrate however it wants to integrate. Good. And trust. 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 When you hear the word trust, what comes up? What's the first thing that you feel or think when you hear the word trust? And write that down or just notice it. Trust. Take a deep breath in and start tuning into your body. Trust. Where do you feel any sensations or notice anything in your body as you hear the word trust? Good. And now trust myself. Trust myself. Trust myself. What are the initial thoughts or feelings that arise there? Good. Trust myself. Where do you feel that in your body? And just notice. Not trying to force anything here, just giving your body an opportunity to just tune in. Start to open. Trust in God, trust in Source, trust in Creator, trust in a higher sense of self, a higher being that I am. And just notice what feelings or thoughts arise there. Good. And anywhere in your body, trust God, trust Source, trust Creator, trust in a higher power that I am. Where does that show up in your body? Good. And just notice, maybe there were some things that felt good. Maybe there were things that felt tense or uncomfortable, right? And what we'll do here is we're going to move through a meditation around trust. Great. Yeah, Amber, a feeling of calm. Mary, I smile. Jan, open. Beautiful. So what we're going to do is I'm going to guide you through a short meditation around trust, where we are going to start to open to those places that are open for us in our trust, and those places that are closed to our trust or resistant or not trusting, right? Any distrust. And then go into where there's any fear or doubt or confusion that we may be holding around trust and judgment of anything that has taken place in our life, anything that we may still be holding around an experience of trust, and really bringing duality into unity within the self of releasing right or wrong on making choices. And then from there, we'll come out, talk about surrender a little bit, do a similar practice and meditation with surrender. So, just taking a moment here to connect in to yourself, giving yourself the opportunity to breathe into the body. Again, breathe into your center or your heart. Inviting again that golden white light around your body. And this time we're going to invite a white light to flow from the top of the head down through the center of the head, down through the throat, down through the upper chest, and back, down through the mid torso, to the lower torso, down through in the root, through the floor, and into the pure heart and center of Mother Earth. And then another lines of white light going down either side of the spine, down through the arms and out the hands, down through into the center of Earth. Down through the hips and the legs and the center of the feet, down into the center of the earth. Just to drop in even more to the body, to your space, to your presence, to your groundedness. Inviting the whole self, the energy field that holds the whole self, to be present around you. And we're going to invite the energy, the frequency of trust. Of trust. Of trust. The trust that is inherently a living consciousness within the body, within the soul, within your energy field. The trust that's underneath all that is, that supports the relationship of soul and body. That trusts the relationship of your experiences, of your choices, of your path. of source, the foundation of trust that inherently resides within you and all around you. Beautiful. We're going to invite this inherent trust to calm our nerve system, to bring our mind and heart and body in synergy with trust. And in this invitation, we're going to ask anywhere that we're holding any distrust of ourself, of yourself, to present itself. Maybe it's a feeling in the body or the energy body or just a knowing or a thought. We're going to invite the gold and white light to flow around the space and the place. Where distrust of self resides within you. Just asking for any part of yourself that needs support to open to trusting yourself. To embrace all the experiences of distrust in this body, in this life, in this moment. To embrace anywhere you're holding it in your physical body, where you're holding it in your mind, where you're holding it in your energy body. And if there are specific experiences, you can put them into the golden light. Beautiful. And any of the fear or doubt or confusion that has come about from any of that distrust or any judgment or right or wrong or have to's or shoulds or shouldn'ts or could have's, would have's. Regrets, resentments, we're going to ask to place all of those in this light to free up all that energy that you're holding with yourself. Yeah. Just place it in the golden light. Asking any parts of yourself if it's necessary to hold on to it anymore, if it's okay to free up this energy. To free up this energy, to free up this energy. Remembering who you really want to be, remembering that you're on your path of awakening. And your awakening requires this deep trust, and it's okay. To let go of what you've been holding. Beautiful, good. Asking for all of that to flow into a pure light, to transform, transmute all that energy to transmute into safety and trusting. I am safe to trust myself. I am safe to trust my soul. I am safe to trust my awakening. I am safe to trust this body. I am safe to trust my guidance. I am safe to trust me. Because all of that is me. Beautiful. I'm just noticing how that feels and inviting that golden light that all that transmuted into of trust to breathe it in and fill your whole body, all your cells, all the spaces, deep breaths. I choose trust. I choose trust as a strength. I choose trust and courage. I choose trust and confidence. I choose trust to have more freedom of who I really am. Let that open. And now let's invite this trust to then open into any spaces where you have felt distrust with others, the world, God, Source. Yes, there's a lot here. So just invite a golden ball of light and all the emotions or thoughts or feelings that came from maybe distrustful experiences. Just welcome all of that to go into the light. Invite your body to release where you're holding it. Invite where your mind, your energy body is holding it. In this life, any lifetimes. In any lifetimes, we're still holding any distrust of self into the golden light, into the golden light, into the golden light. Invite the inherent trust that's underneath all of that. Invite it into you, invite it to surround all of those experiences with forgiveness, compassion, love. That it was a part of the path. We're going to ask in this moment that all the power, all your energy that you have given over to this distrust of self, of the world, of others, God, of Source, of Creator, into fear, doubt, confusion, judgment, resentments, anger, grief, all the power that's been tied up in all of that. We're going to ask for it to gently open up and release and set all of that free. As much as available in this moment. And open up into a free flow of energy into your body so you can have yourself back. You can have yourself back. You can have yourself back from all of that good. Whew, beautiful. Unwind, 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 and open and fill yourself up with your true energy, your true power, filling your gut, filling your sacral, filling your solar plexus, filling your heart, filling your throat, your head, top of your head, and all the way around, letting that flow down and up and filling up your root of your body, and then filling up your whole body. I trust myself. And all that shows up in my life is a part of the path. And I'm opening to this deeper trust of my soul, of myself, of my journey, of my growth. To have clarity and presence. That I may see the meaning and trust the meaning in these experiences of life. So that I know myself more and choose myself more. Choose what is true for me, trusting and choosing what is true for me. And allowing all that energy that's in that golden light to transmute into pure energy, this pure energy. Good. We're just going to release any and all cords to any of the people or situations or places, locations, time, space, dimension that any of that energy was transmuted from, to release that from your energy body, your holographic field, your physical body. Good day. Yeah, good. Bringing you into your center and showering you with just pure light. Pure light. Pure light that is free of conditions, free of limitations, free of right or wrong. Good. Free of judgment of self, welcoming the unity of life into your body, the unity of the soul path into your body, the unity. Of trust, the unity of presence, of mind and heart, of gut, mind, and heart, of the cells of your body and the functions that you are with your soul, with your life. And just noticing. Noticing. Trust. 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 Notice what's present when you hear trust now. There's anything left to tend to that feels any resistance or anything, just bringing the golden light around it within you. And the openings that you feel, really breathe with them and expand and open your heart and your mind and your whole being. Asking for this deeper foundation of trust to really strengthen your body, strengthen your mind, strengthen your will, strengthen your knowing. your actions, your feelings, your connection to self. Taking some deep breaths and allowing the nerve system to calm. And if you wish to place one hand on your heart and one hand on the back of your neck for the vagus nerve and just breathe. And if you wish to rub the back of your neck with your hand as you have one hand on your heart, just to soften. Soften, soften your body. Inviting the energy flow. Good. Inviting yourself to be more trusting of yourself, your space, your life, your path. Beautiful. Take a deep breath in. Feeling your feet, feeling your hands. Ah. And just noticing. You want to note anything down if you needed. If you want to write anything in chat and share your experience. Yeah, thank you. This shifted response. To word trust from danger to solid. Yay. Thank you for sharing that. It's beautiful, wonderful. I'd like to say you by name, but it just says iPhone. So I just want to, yeah, thank you. Ah, wonderful. And just maybe if you wish to, move around a little bit, notice your body, get into your body. And what I need to do and like to do is just take a minute or two for a short self-care break. I need to. And we're gonna then come back and go into surrender. It'll be, or into surrender. It'll be a brief self-care break. So get yourself something to drink if you need to move or use the bathroom. We'll be right back. Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. Beautiful. Okay, it was Lynn on the phone. Thank you. And let's see. Jan, yeah, hand on the back of my neck. The tears started, still shaking. Can't imagine anything more helpful at this moment. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate you. Yes, Mary, almost too big a realization to explain right now. Wonderful. Yeah. All right, great. Whitney, amazing. Thank you. I had so much neck pain prior, and now it's gone. I heard, I am meant to be relaxed. I am meant to be free. Yay. Yes, you are. This moved me from, you've made some pretty big mistakes in your life, so I trust in my divine source. Thank you, Kristen. Yay, Monica. Congratulations. Yeah. Deborah, yes, a deeper exposure of what was hidden deeply behind the behind. Yeah, it was a fuller exposure of hidden shame that became exposed during profound session yesterday. Wow, great. Yeah, Monica, pains in my solar plexus, sinuses, and heart are gone. Incredible, wonderful. Yay, I love what gets to happen when we allow ourselves to tune in, right? Allow ourselves to tune in and really see and feel and listen and give ourselves the space for that. And that is one of the biggest pieces on the awakening path. And in really any experiences in life, are we really taking the time to sit with these things, to really get to know ourselves through them, to really know what's there and what's within us and what's speaking, what's happening? And This is a deep part of the surrender process. The surrender process isn't just, putting our hands up and saying whatever. It's like surrender is really that opportunity to really sit and be with what is really here. And, because a lot of times we just want to think about it or, have a quick solution or, know that it's there and we just keep ruminating on the feelings and the thoughts that are there. But how often do you really take the time to really sit with yourself and slow down and take the time to really explore, right? Really explore. So I really appreciate the opportunity to explore with you in this. Yes, Marina, this gave me permission to move more freely and forgive past decision. It feels like we can do no wrong because the right things will come through other opportunities. Absolutely. Well said, Marina. I appreciate you sharing that. Absolutely, 100%. So, what's really amazing is when we do trust in our experiences, guess what happens? We're learning. There are opportunities to learn and to grow. Because we made that decision, right? Because maybe we needed to have it. Maybe we there was some there's always something in there for us, right? And we're making the decisions from the place that we're at. So are we really going to get mad at ourselves and hold ourselves to doing something that was just who we were in the moment? It's we can have a lot of freedom. We're like, oh yeah, maybe that didn't quite have the result or the experience that maybe I was really wanting to have. But what we get to and what we get to understand on this path of awakening is that there's so much at play. There's so much at play. It's not so as straightforward as maybe we'd like it to be, right? There's so many threads of energy and thoughts and feelings and experiences that are constantly at play in the layers of ourself and the layers of our being that are creating the movement of energy and how we make choices and decisions, right? And so when we can go into these experiences of our life and slow down and take a look and really explore, then it's we're open. We can be open to all that's available, right? So what I'd like to do is also share that yes, more opportunities arise. The way I see it is, when some of you may have heard this from me before, we're living in a geometric structure of relationship with everything, right? And so if we make a decision over here and then this whole world gets created because of it, and we have these experiences, but then we're like, oh, we have we're still on our path, right? We're still on our path. Then guess what? That opportunity, because of the relational geometry of our agreements on this planet and with ourself, with our soul, with others, something else will come along that gives us that opportunity again. And maybe once again, maybe we make a decision that supports that opportunity. Maybe we make a decision that doesn't. But guess what? Either when we do or we don't, we're learning and we're growing. We're understanding maybe why we can't yet say yes to that opportunity. So the opportunity isn't always showing up for our yes. It could be showing up for a no. It could be showing up for a maybe. It could be showing up so that as we experience the things that happen, we're learning and growing. And actually, hopefully, if we're not getting down on ourselves and just judging and staying in, negative thoughts and feelings of ourselves, we're actually going, wow, okay, that's what was happening. Now I see why. Wow. So that when the next time something can come around, we can say, ah, I can resonate with that now, right? Where's our frequency? Where's our resonance? And it's all just a part of the infinite growth process of our experience. Our awakening doesn't just happen in this life, in this body. It's happening, throughout our lifetimes, right? And so we can take that pressure off of the now, I've got to have it now, right? All right. So let's go into surrender, and we'll have another meditation around surrender. And then we'll have some time for any questions that you have. So, yeah, Deborah, Kristen, this is an amazing session. So thankful You listen to your guidance to take this to profound explore of trust always needed because of our forgetfulness. Yep. Exactly. That's the truth. The way the mind works, and that's the fascinating process of being human, right? Is that, sometimes we forget these things. And we're here to remember. So thank you for being here to remember. All right, surrender. So this is a reminder that surrender isn't giving up yourself or giving up your power. It's actually being in your power. Okay. So let's take a moment here. And again, with your notebook or just your own space or your journal. Just going to listen for a moment and tune in to your body, tune in to your thoughts, tune in to your feelings. Surrender. 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 Notice what arises. Your thoughts or your feelings with the word surrender. Notice what you feel in your body with surrender. 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 I surrender to my experience. Just notice what arises. I surrender to my path of my soul, of my awakening. I surrender into myself. Notice what's here. I surrender into the unknown, the unfamiliar. Notice what's here. Beautiful. And just taking a moment. Surrender. We're going to invite the frequency of surrender. The frequency of surrender that is your power, that is your strength, that allows the opening of awareness, of consciousness, of the energy and frequency for who you are to come in, to be received, to be felt, to be heard, to become the known. Inviting surrender in as a foundation with trust in your body, your mind, your heart, every cell of your body, your energy body. We're going to invite a golden light. And in that golden light, we're going to open up the space where surrender is opening up within you to the spaces where the ego, the mind, likes to bring up any reasons, blocks, fears, ideas. Control. That challenges being able to surrender. You're going to ask where all of those aspects of you are within your body, within your mind, within your energy body, within any and all lifetimes to just release into the golden light. Whatever is available, anything that you know or just intend, that it can all flow out into the golden light. Taking in the energy that you created with trust to flow around. And invite all of those to come up and out and release into the golden light. As again, we bring in the energy of safety, of trust, of connection, of strength, of power. And again, we're going to call all your power back from anywhere that you've given it over to, any conditions, limits, fears, control, ego, mind that comes up in the place of surrender. We're going to send a golden light through the body to unwind through the whole body, all of those old patterns, calling your power out of them. Good. Inviting that surrender creates calm, surrender can create freedom, surrender can create who you truly are to come alive within you. Telling fear, telling doubt, telling the ego, telling the mind, telling any parts of yourself that it's okay to change. It's okay to change. We want growth. We want our true self to be alive and present and open, free flowing within and in life. Beautiful. This opening to that energy of your power returning to you and opening and flowing through your body and your mind and your heart. And all that energy where you're holding that was holding dissolves into pure energy. It's pure energy. It's pure energy. And invite that pure energy to fill you up. And taking a moment again, and if there's anything that's residual or still present that needs some attention, just taking some few breaths of breathing into it. Inviting the light to soothe or soften. Inviting compassion, gentleness. A softening, a calming. And if you wish to, placing one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly, just breathing. Inviting your will, your power, your heart, your mind to be in the power of surrender, to be in the strength and safety of surrender upon the foundation of the inherent trust that you are. I align with trust. I align with surrender. I align with trust and surrender as my true power, as my strength, as my confidence, as my growth, to allow the change, to allow freedom. To allow that which is true for me to come alive within me and in my life. Whenever fear or doubt or confusion arise, I invite trust. I invite surrender to hold me. In my power, in confidence, to be calm and clear. Right here, right now. I'm willing to be on this adventure of growth and curiosity. That takes trust and surrender for the unknown to be the known. Take a deep breath in, noticing how that feels in your body. Noticing any thoughts or feelings that arise with it. Welcome yourself to your space of your feet, of your hands, of your center. Taking note of what you experienced, and if you wish, now is a good time to share that in chat and maybe ask any questions or anything that you need support or guidance with around trust and surrender or anything on your awakening path. I'd love to hear what you experienced or what took place for you. And I think the biggest piece, that we can really tune into with surrender, especially when we can trust this, is that, surrender is asking us, to, or whatever's happening in our life is asking us to allow something that's different. You were to see differently, to feel differently, to do something different. And that always opens up, ooh, the unknown, right? And what's really powerful, if we step into that and we can surrender into that, then guess what? The unknown becomes known. So that's what we get to trust in, is that eventually it might not happen in a moment or that next day or the next week, you know, but the knowing comes. And that's a part of the journey. That's a part of the process. That's a part of the experience. Okay. Yeah, Whitney, thank you, Kristen. Some things came up for me with surrender. I think because my mother was so controlling, so I have always been resistant. Now I realize that I can choose to surrender for myself. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. See, this is where we get to come back to ourselves, just like we brought our power back from experiences, right? And when we have felt that we've had to because of people that have been controlling or, you know, overbearing or just in this reality where we've, you know, given so much of our power over to something else or to another authority, right? That we feel that that surrender is really giving up our power or control or energy to something else, when actually it's giving, when we're surrendering into our path, it is for us. Has nothing to do with anybody else. It's for us. And then eventually, of course, it ripples out into our experiences in life. But that's the beauty and the power of awakening, is it's our path. It's our life. It's our experience. It's our embodiment. Yeah. Monica, in my head, I thought I trusted and surrendered. But in my body, I did not. Felt significant releases in my body. Thank you. Wonderful, Monica. Yeah. Surrendering was more difficult than trusting for me. Surrender started with a feeling of heaviness, but I feel much lighter now. Wonderful, Amber. I'm glad you feel lighter. Yeah, because if we think about it, you know, surrendering is that kind of feeling of falling into the unknown, right? Or having to release, you know, that control or that idea of, you know, having a sense of control. And this is where sometimes we can even give up the idea that we have control, right? Because ultimately we don't. And that's like that safety net of the mind, like, no, I'll be in control. I've got this, right? And really, like, you know, Monica was saying, that feeling in the body is like, whoa, I gotta hold, I gotta protect, I've gotta, you know, make sure we're okay. And what's really powerful when we get into that trust and we can play and surrender, our soul has got us. Our being has got us. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. And, you know, just because of the way our reality is in this moment, you know, we've been conditioned. We don't know anything about that, right? We know about how somebody else has, you know, got us, you know, or the world, the government, whatever. It's our money, whatever it is, it's our security. It's like, no, our security is something that's really kind of more intangible, you know, that is more unseen, but it can be felt once we start to move and behave and experience through trust and surrender. That's when it becomes known. Right? That's when it becomes tangible, because we become it. We become it. We are it already. We're just remembering and getting, you know, like as one person said earlier before, behind, right? We're getting underneath all the stuff to remember again and embody it as the truth of who we are. Yeah, Mary, feeling internally naked now. I'm not sure whether that's you know, how you're experiencing that, but that's a profound statement. You know, it's like, ha, just kind of stripped of what was, you know, and that's the awakening process, is we're stripping away, we're shedding away the stuff that isn't really who we are on a fundamental level of our life force. Yeah. Does anyone else want to share anything or have a question? Yeah. So this is when we get into trusting and surrender, guess what starts to happen? Our frequency, you know, the frequency that's unique to us and our makeup of our soul, of our life, that is kind of really that fundamental baseline of light force energy that we are, gets to start to move through our body, gets to flow more, gets to have more expression, gets to have more, and then guess what we get to know? We get to know ourselves in that. We get to embody that new expression and get to know ourselves of that truth, of that essence of who we are. And then what else happens from that too is then we get to look at life and it starts to open up more possibilities of how we get to interact with the world because we're more in our body. We're more, connected to ourself. We're more connected to our experience. And so therefore we get to have the rhythm of our life come alive and start to feel what's really true for us, what feels, resonant, what doesn't feel resonant, and how we really want to, be, where we want to be, how we want to be, with whom and what we want to be. Yeah. So beautiful. So let's take a breath and just take a breath in and invite ourselves to take in all that we receive today, all that you receive today. Just invite all that you receive to just settle into the body, settle in. That we ask for integration. And if there's anything that is still lingering, you'll have the replay, you'll have the recording. Maybe it's beneficial to go and listen to the meditations again and again until those deeper pieces that are in there maybe still holding, you get to have some resolve with and then open into and really start to play with how trust and surrender feels in your body, what your thoughts and experiences of it. And so just noticing and not judging, being compassionate with yourself and gentle with yourself. Just inviting gentleness and compassion as maybe over this next week, you choose to notice. And maybe, what I would invite too is maybe have a little journaling practice or meditation practice or just contemplation of, maybe I'll play with trust and surrender. Maybe I'll write a little bit about trust and surrender every day, or maybe I'll meditate with the word trust and surrender every day and see how it starts to feel. Those are some things that you can do to support you through this week so that next week when we explore intuition, maybe there's a deeper connection and a stronger foundation of trust and surrender within you so that, the intuition, the inner guidance, the inner voice has a place to really come through, right? Even if you've already have an established, relationship with your intuition or your inner guidance that you get to, deepen and expand and have more awareness with it from this place. So, all right. Yes, Monica, we'll listen again. Great. Thank you. So if there's no other comments or questions, we can complete this on trust and surrender and inviting you again to create a little practice for yourself throughout this week to explore trust and surrender even more, just noticing what your thoughts are, what your actions are, your choices. It's kind of going, ooh, am I trusting myself in this, or am I just making the choice out of, a pattern or a belief, or if there's energies coming through, it's like, how much can I really let my body surrender into it, relax into it, inviting that, energy that feels unknown to just flow through me so that it can open up what's available for me here. And that's something to remember that, our experiences are always here for us to open into something for us again and again and again. That's what our awakening is. It's a knowing ourself process, and that's why I like to call it home instead of thinking that our awakening is something that is something we get to do something in the world. Our awakening is really more to get to know ourself so this energy can flow, so we can have our expression in the world, right? So remember the deep presence of yourself. And may you go forth in your week with beauty and love and calm and connection as you explore more trust and surrender. Thank you, Whitney. Amazing session, Kristen. Yeah, thank you so much. And Monica, another layer. This was great. Yeah, Liz, thank you. Judy, powerful and healing. Thank you. Thank you all. And I appreciate you. And I look forward to being with you again next week with our intuition. Be well.